Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. I'm so excited about today's show. Yesterday's show was all day three, right, of the NFL draft. We're less than 1 week away, if you count today. Today is going to be the other side. Today we're focusing on the first round. So we're constantly trying this tennis match between, you know, who the 49ers are going to take in the first round, day three fits, all these draft visits, all this different stuff going on. So today, obviously, questions will always take me askew. And that's like, I was telling my wife the other day, like we were having dinner and we're trying to get some type of conversation out of my 15-year-old, which is almost impossible, as most parents know. And so my wife's like, she's smart. Just she asks this question like every time, just trying to get him to say something. And she was like, man, what was the most fun you had today? And I don't remember what he said. He didn't really have much. But then she asked me, tried to get me to like get the conversation going. I was like, man, whenever I get off topic on today's show, that's my favorite. And so my challenge to you guys in the live chat, y'all got to get me off topic as far as just 49ers, whatever. The main focus, the meat and potatoes today is first round picks. And I'm going to go through and I'm going to give you my percentage. It's going to equal 100%, at least I think so, if my math's correct, on who I think the 49ers' first-round pick will be if they stay at 31. And I think we have 14 players that I gave percentages to. And again, this is operating under the assumption I removed the top 25 players off of mock draftables, consensus, mock draft, whatever. And so then from there, 100% divided amongst 15 players, and I'm going to go through, start at the bottom all the way to the top, and explain why I think this is to be the case. And I'm going to also share where each one of these players fits on our big board, on the 49ers Rush big board, because it doesn't match. The players that are highest on my big board, the highest player on my big board was number 22 overall, which I have a first round grade for. He finished 1, 2, 3, 4. He was the fourth largest percentage. So I think this is going to be fun. So your job again, you got to get me off task. Get me off the first round with some of your questions and comments and all that stuff. And we're going to go through this because it's going to be fun. And I think a lot of people might be upset because you have your guy. Some of your guys aren't even going to be on this list because I don't even think it's a real possibility. And, you know, I put some stuff up on Twitter and yeah, the comments are always the same and that's okay. Want to say thank you to all the hashtag CCs. What's up, Invader? We got Celestial. Paul Hope, the man. What's up, brother? Paul, really enjoyed the show with Crystal. That was awesome. Positivity, news break, all kinds of just different greatness. Really great job as always, brother. Mike C, JD, we got a lot of fun people here. Colin, my man. Really, really appreciate you guys. JP, my man. I appreciate you sharing those pictures of the flag football team. That was really cool. Seems like those kids are having a blast. Lucky to have you as a coach, man. Recon, right here. Almost draft time. Ah, it's so close. We are so close. I love it. I really, really do. This is we're in. I don't know. It's like the week before Christmas. We're about to get so many presents to unwrap. And so many young kids. Not kids, some of them are 24, 25 years old. Young men are about to have their dreams come true. 256 people dreams come true 1 week from today. How cool is that, man? Ah, I just love it. I just love it. Where's Wayne? Wayne is recording 3 to 4 times a day. I love that, man. We need to do another show together, but man, he is just killing it. I'm watching as many of his shows as I can. Big Wayne supporter. But yeah, we need to get some more John and Wayne shows going. Whenever I get into this flow, though, I got so much stuff I just want to talk about selfishly. That's kind of who I am. I'm kind of still in the spotlight right now. And, you know, it's funny. I get a lot of emails like, oh, why don't you record with so-and-so? You should do a show with so-and-so. And I don't disagree. But, man, it's a lot of time and it's a lot of effort to try to get that arranged. I would much rather just jump on for an hour and talk and ramble. But I do like those joint shows. I've never done one where I, like, regretted it. But, man, I'm just I'm a repetition guy. And this is episode 1,104. And I'm still just like, I got too much stuff to say. And I don't have time for somebody else on the show right now. But I need to because I love Wayne and I miss Wayne. And it has been too long. It has been too long. I'm liking the comments. I'm liking the predictions. I'm liking all this stuff. Right here, who was the tackle they were scouting? They scouted a couple of them. As far as meetings go, they've met with several, and we're going to talk about that today as well. Appreciate all these hashtags. CC Surf, he says, they are trading number 31. I approve of this message. I approve of this message. I would prefer it if we could trade back. That is what I want. Not sure that's going to happen. We'll see. We haven't had a first round pick since Trey Lance. So you want that pick. You need that pick. You need me on that wall. let's see here. How high do you think they could reasonably move up if they want to? I think pick 24 to 25. That's about it. That's about it. Give up a third, maybe a third and a fourth. You got 3/4. But even then, like, you look at this roster, I do not want to do that. If one of the top 5 tackles fall, I'm fine trading up to 24, 25. The top 5 tackles only. Outside of that, nope. Sit tight, trade back. That's it. I think that's about it. Justin, I know you love Murphy, but does Newton fall because he didn't do any testing? You're talking about my man Johnny Newton, who I just absolutely adore. I've got a first-round grade on him. He is a beast and a half. Now, he's undersized, 6'1", 295. He had the Jones fracture, didn't get the testing done, but his tape's so good. He's a smaller DT, and I think that he is a guy that could fall, but he is a straight-up first-round grade. Where do I have him? I'm pretty high on him. I have him number 14 overall, probably too high. I'm a little too high on him. You know, I finished the draft book and got that out. I already want to make so many tweaks to it, like the NFL teams do, but I already put it out there. And like, there's tweaks I want to make. There's a lot of them, actually, but that's okay. I could see Johnny Newton falling a little bit. I'm pretty sure Byron Murphy is going to be the number one team on 25 big boards, which leaves about 7 on Johnny Newton. But if you like run game, Byron Murphy's your guy. You like pass rush, they're about a tie in that field, but Byron Murphy's the most complete player. He's the most consistent player. And he doesn't have any, you know, red flags on there with the medical, the lack of testing. Like, it's just clean. They're both young. They're both 21 years old. Johnny's going to be 22 by the time the season starts. Byron Murphy's going to be 21. Like, Byron Murphy, he's going early, guys. But, yeah, I am with you. I think Johnny could fall. Now, if he did fall to 31, yeah, that dude's going to be top of the list. But, you know, if we go back to this, you know, the top 20, whatever, 5 of this consensus big board, Johnny Newton's 23. So he was not in the equation for me whenever we go through this process. Mike C says, you aren't kidding when you say the draft is your baby. The amount of time we put into it, and the more you invest, the more you get out of it. I get more out of the draft than everybody. That's my day. That's me being selfish. Now, having said that, if you want to come and participate, baby, we got a draft party down just outside of Temecula and Marietta. We're going to be at the Champion Sports Bar. Ah, days 1 and day 2. you guys want to dive into. I mean, we're going to have trivia, giveaways. We're raffling away 49ers versus Rams SoFi tickets for all my Southern California people. You know, I always get a lot of flack because I don't travel down to the Rams games because there's just so many chapters. It's chaos down there, and I love the more chapters, the better. But L.A. sucks. I lived there for like 7 years. There's no centrally located place. Downtown's a mess. I like the beach area. You go over by the stadium, it's a mess. There's Hollywood, which is really far. Like, it's just a mess. So I wanted to find a way to get down there. Shout out to my man Emil at the Champion Sports Bar. We're turning this into a Niners bar, man. So if you're down there Thursday or Friday, come on out. It's like $10 at the door. I would recommend calling or texting to reserve your spots because it's probably going to sell out. It's not the biggest venue, but it's the best venue. It's awesome. Here's the phone number to text or call. 310-847-9150. 310-847-9150. We're going to be live broadcasting from there. We're going to have a handful of guests jump on, but it's mostly going to be me going just, I don't know, inception level, three levels deep into the draft and who's available and who's not and all that stuff. Plus, on top of that, we got our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout meeting tonight, 5:30 p.m. Thursday. It's going to be fun. Come show up. I want to hear from you, what you want in the draft and all that stuff. That's what we're going to be doing tonight at 5:30. So, yeah, look at this. Vince, you can't handle Darius Robinson. That's right, man. Jack Nicholson would be proud. There we go. I love it. I love it. Right here, JD, we won't know anything till the first round's over, and we know if we still keep Ayuk. I don't think he's too much in play. I really, really don't. Not that the Niners wouldn't trade him. That's not what I'm saying at all. But, you know, a lot of people keep getting got. Don't get got. Come on, The Wire. Anybody? Don't get got. Omar, he's always around the corner. If you fell for the first one, the stupid fake report that the agent put down, I get that. You fall for the same clown that's putting out another one, that's on you, man. Fool me once, right? Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And the same people email me. Dude, there's no validity. The dude showed up to what's it called? It's not even mandatory workouts. It's voluntary. And he's there. Get that crap out of here, man. Get that out of here. Invader, trading up is usually a foolish move. I agree. The Niners have not done well. Traded up for Reuben Foster, didn't work out. Traded up for Dante Pettis, didn't work out. Traded up for Trey Sermon, didn't work out. Traded up for Trey Lance, didn't work out. Traded up for Jair Brown. Yeah, that one, I think that one worked out. I don't think there's a lot more trade ups. And I think that kind of reflects the pacing of John Lynch. He's not trading too much anymore. So, yeah, we'll see here. We'll see what that looks like. Right here, Ron, he says, off topic, what do you think of my idea? Trade Debo for the 17th pick. No, that contract you can't trade this year. Get a top tier OT. Cool with that. We trade next year's three. Yeah, it's a little too much trading. I would love the line with Barton, but no, you can't trade Debo till next year. You got to look at the contract. People can put it out there. Like, it's so funny. Oh, just draft so-and-so. Oh, just trade so-and-so. And I get that, but whenever you look at the contract, that's not allowed. You trade Debo this year, you are screwed financially. You're paying somebody twice as much as the other team will be paying them to not play for you. The cap doesn't make sense. You look at the contract, next year the 49ers have a little bit of an out if you wanted to go that way. So that would be a possibility, but I don't think so. Championship windows now. And yeah, I get the, you know, keep IU, trade Debo. I understand that conversation, but financially makes zero sense. Makes zero sense. Right here, Invader. Newton just worked out yesterday in drills and looks fit. Newton's reliable, man. He is the Iron Man of defensive tackles in this draft. You go through the defensive tackles, and you know we have the snap sheet, like how many snaps they played each year on our draft book, and it's like 400, 500, 400, 400, 300, 400. Then you get to Johnny Newton, it's like 790. Like the dude just played nonstop because most of these guys from, you know, top tier Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, they got healthy rotations because they're getting 4 and 5 star defensive linemen every year. You get to Illinois, and it's like, Johnny, sorry, buddy, you're playing defensive end, you're playing 4-eye, you're playing nose tackle, you're playing 3, you're playing everything, and that's just in one series. I'm a huge Johnny Newton fan. I freaking love that dude. I do not. Now, I don't have access to the medicals, but I'm not too concerned. Not too concerned at all.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yeah, Murphy's going top 15. He's too clean a prospect. And again, the draft usually reciprocates, mirrors, there we go, that's a better word, mirrors free agency spending. Look at what positions got paid this year. Defensive tackles, wide receivers about to start getting paid, and interior offensive linemen. Whenever you see that, teams start to draft those positions earlier so that they could save on the cap space. That wasn't the case in the past. Defensive tackles always kind of been up there, but now interior offensive linemen, like, used to, you didn't draft them because you're not getting the huge cap relief. Now you are. The 31 overall pick, I think, gets a cap hit of just under $3.5 million this year. So you compare that against the top, you know, salaries, interior offensive line getting $18 to $20 million. So the days of drafting a center's not worth it cap-wise, that's gone. That's gone. And now it is worth it. Almost any position besides safety, tight end, running back. You can put off-ball linebacker in there too. Like, those four positions are the only positions on the field, in my personal opinion, that are not financially worth it. It's not worth it to draft those spots. Now, top 10, you could add on other positions, maybe not interior offensive lineman there, but tight ends, safeties, running backs, and off-ball linebackers. Not worth it. Usually in the first round, unless they're just guaranteed, man. Just guaranteed. Right here, David says, John, we brought in Jonah Lelou, defensive lineman for OU. Don't see him on any draft sites. Do you know his game? Now, and here's what I do, okay? You know, we did 205 players, which is a lot. But we don't have everybody. And so whenever somebody comes off my radar like that, I go to Dane Brugler, best in the business. They do this all the time. And start looking through their stuff. And Jonah, not even on his list. Well, he's on their list of best of the rest, but he didn't even write him up. He's the 39th ranked, defensive lineman on his site, but there's no write-up. He just has the measurable 6'5". 292, rate of 4.9, athletic, defensive tackle, kind of a Michael Hall light, that style of play. He's a pass rusher type guy with a lot of speed. But, yeah, it's just not my thing. Well, what's up, Dave? How you doing, brother? We'll see. We'll see. Rekin says, man, I wish I was able to go to the draft party. He's going to be in Chicago. No worries, man. Yeah, Temecula is nice. I'm pretty excited. What am I chiming in on, Ron? You got to let me know. Ron, let me know. If not, sorry, man. I'm trying to follow the chat as best I can. Y'all are popping. I freaking love it. Love it. Oh, there we go. Mike got my thing. Omar coming for you, man. That's right, baby. I love it. Omar, probably my favorite TV character of all time from The Wire. Probably number one. He's all the way. He's up there, man. He is. He's up there. Let's see here. Scrolling down, trying to figure this out, but that's okay. Now, what about trading future picks to get the top center? I don't believe in trading up for a center. I love centers. Zach Frazier's my dude. That's who I want in this draft. If John Chapman was general manager and Zach Frazier's there at 31, I'm taking Zach Frazier. Now, obviously, there's some other names that would probably come into question, but Zach Frazier's my guy. Christian McCaffrey's rushing for 1,800 yards next year, guaranteed. Zach Frazier starts week one. He'd probably start guard, then move over, but whatever. Like, that's who I would draft. 49ers have never drafted a center since Shanahan showed up. And you don't trade up for a center. If it's there, cool. But this is a deep center class. So if you don't get one of those top guys, Grant Barton, I think, is who you mentioned, who I like, Grant Barton. A little bit more of a projection than Zach Frazier, who's done center for three straight years. Grant Barton's more versatile, might fit the 49ers a little better because he can play guard, tackle, center. But I think center is his best spot. But, yeah, I'm not trading up for a center. I'm trading up for a tackle, and that's it. That's only the top five tackles. that's it. That's it. So I'm just, you know, oh, what's up, Don Burr? Ain't seen you in a minute, brother. He says, Detroit versus everybody. We coming to get another A-plus draft. Yeah, man, appreciate you. And, you know, shout out to you guys in your season. Almost got us. You got close. But close ain't good enough, brother. But happy to see you, Don. And hope you enjoy the draft, my friend. You guys enjoy drafting your safeties and off-ball linebackers and tight ends and running backs in the first round, doing everything that everybody else shouldn't do. But it works. It's working for you. Stay with it. And I'll be pulling for Detroit to win that division. Yeah, look at this. Go get Brock Wright. Yeah, we tried. We tried. Yeah, your caveman coach wouldn't let us. But, man, really appreciate you, buddy. We're on the decline. Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. I didn't see that before. You're awesome, man. Does Frazier have the movement skills for our scheme? Oh, 1,000%. Yeah. Where's my mock draft? Here it is. I'm going to look for it right now, baby. Zach Frazier, does he have the movement? Oh, he didn't do all of the testing at the let's see what he did at his, because remember, Zach Frazier got hurt and worked out at the combine anyway. Which, gosh, he's just such a beast. But you know, you look at what he did at his pro day, 5'2", that's not the best. 10-yard, 1.8, that's fine. 3-cone, 7.8, he's fine. He's not the most athletic, but you watch him move, right? So testing was never going to be his jam. But if Aaron Banks is a fit in this scheme, Zach Frazier's fine. Zach Frazier is absolutely fine. You know, we go look at, how did he do zone blocking, right? Zach Frazier right here. He was fine. He just fine. And for me, a lot of it is the toughness, the athleticism, the wrestling background, the mauler, the movement, the consistency. That's what I like about Zach Frazier. So he's more of a tape guy than a testing guy. If you want a testing guy, that's Grant Barton. You want somebody that's got both, well, that's going to be JPJ, Jackson Powers Johnson, but he's only got 1 year experience at it too. So that's where we go there. That's where we're at. I love Frazier, man. Oh, I love Frazier. Whew. That kid, he's so stinking good. Right here, did you see 49ers brought in Javon Bullard for top 30? Javon Bullard is somebody that can 100% start slot, like right now. He is so damn good. 5'10", 198, safety out of Georgia, 21 years old. Like, Julian Blackman's my guy. He's a 10 out of 10 49ers fit for me. I've got a second-round grade on him. If he falls, yeah, that can make sense. He's a damn good player, man. 4.4 speed, versatile, can play both safety spots and nickel. I don't think he can play corner. He could do everything, man. Whew. I would love that. I would love that. Now, oh, what's up, Daryl? How are you doing, man? Appreciate you, bro. I want to give a shout out to Nick C. He's the man. He emails me. He's really, really smart. Puts together some fun spreadsheets. And so we were talking back and forth on draft stuff. And so he went and built a spreadsheet, which is awesome. I could take zero credit for this, where he went through every single pick since Shanahan showed up, from Solomon Thomas all the way to Braden Willis, I think was our last pick, maybe. Whatever. Our last pick in this most recent draft. And then he went through the Jimmy Johnson trade value chart. And wherever we picked those players, they got those subsequent amount of points, right? And then he added it all up, position-wise. And if we traded for a player like Trey Lance, he spent three firsts, whatever else, he added all those picks we traded, added it all up. And so what he did was he gave kind of a, how do you say this, a full view of how much draft capital the 49ers have spent on each position, and then attributed that to an average pick value. So he added all the safeties we drafted, right? What all those points were on the Jimmy Johnson trade chart, divided by however many safety picks we did, and then that's going to equate a pick. So here's the position values on what Shanahan and Lynch have spent on each pick. Tight ends dead last, 23 total points. That's it. Or 172nd overall. We haven't drafted a lot of tight ends. You know, you could talk about Kittle, that's fifth rounder. Charlie Warner, that was a late pick. Braden Willis, last pick. Not much. Special teams, 25 points total, 167th pick overall. That's what it equates to. Safety, 51 points, 122nd pick. Corner, haven't drafted corners, man. 69 points, nice. Or equates to the 113th overall pick. We just don't draft corners. And so whenever I go through my predictions on percentages here in a minute, corner's going to be reflected in that. I think corner's a bigger need than the 49ers have since Shanahan showed up. And the two positions that Shanahan doesn't value as much as the rest of the NFL, offensive line, corners, just doesn't. His whole mindset is the D-line's going to make the corners better, so we don't have to spend on corners. We spend on D-line. And my scheme's going to make the offensive line better, so guess what? We don't need to spend on offensive line. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm saying that's Shanahan logic, and this is the data to back it up. Interior offensive line, 73 total points or 111th overall. Running back is 130 average, 130 points average, or 93rd overall. Yeah, we spend on running back. We've spent more on running back than interior offensive line. That's an issue. That's just an issue. Linebacker, 136 average, or 91st overall. We have spent on linebacker. Traded up for Reuben Foster, total miss. Third round, Warner. Fifth round, Greenlaw. You drafted D Winners. You've drafted Jalen Graham. Like, you spent on linebackers consistently. Defensive tackle, 166 point average or 85th overall. Now, Armstead doesn't count against us. Neither does Buckner. Those guys were from the previous regime. Kinlaw counts. DJ Jones counts. Who's the guy that we had that, you know, was Kalia Davis? Like, there's lots of guys on there. Offensive tackle, 240 points or 70th overall. Wide receiver, not shocked, number three overall, 358 points. The jump from OT to wide receiver is gigantic. Average pick, 54th overall. Trade up for Ayuk, trade up for Pettis, Debo, top of the second round, Jalen Hurd, like Roddy Bell, Danny Gray. Like, you are going after wide receivers, Trent Taylor, who's back now. I don't think they're done there. Wide receiver is a very legitimate possibility in the first round. It's a very real possibility, ladies and gentlemen. I understand. Offensive line, I get that. I understand. I feel you. Wide receiver is a real possibility in that first round. Quarterback comes in at number two, 598 points average. The Trey Lance trade definitely swayed that one, equivalent to 31st overall pick. And number one, to nobody's shock, defensive end, 790 average points or the 22nd overall pick. That's Bosa. You know, Solomon Thomas going to fit in there too. You just went after so many of these guys, especially early on. So, yeah, awesome work, Nick. You're the best. And I really do appreciate your long emails. I love reading them. He always apologizes, but they're all good and very well insight. And I think that hopefully this just provides bracketed view of what the Niners do in the first round. It should. What do we spend on? What do we not spend on? Does Shanahan change his mind often? Come on, guys. Come on. Right here, JC, is there a late-round offensive lineman that could play now? Ooh. I'm going to give you a couple names because, yes, the answer is yes. Offensive tackles. Yeah, Christian Jones. That dude could play very soon. I really think that he could. Walter Rouse out of Oklahoma. I'd put him in there as well. Caden Wallace out of Pitt State. He's one of my late-round tackles that they just had in. Now, do you want them playing early over Colton McKivitz? No. But I do think that these are guys that could step in and give meaningful snaps now. If we're looking at interior offensive linemen, golly, there's a bunch. Hunter Norzad, center out of Penn State. Bo Limmer, third-round guys. I think they could step in and play. Tanner Bordellini, fourth-round guy, yes. Isaiah Adams, Illinois. Let's stick with Illinois. I think he could play some ball. Those are my interior guys that I think could step in and play. Meaningful snaps earlier. I do. Vader. I think Shanahan values the running back above all others offensively. He never spent a first or second rounder until we traded for McCaffrey. But yeah, I mean, you remember like 3 years ago when we had five running backs get hurt and we had, gosh, what was that guy's name? He was the punt returner, the kickoff returner that got hurt. And our offense just crippled. Like Shanahan would not call any of the usual plays because he just had no confidence in the back. It's up there. I think wide receiver. Shanahan played wide receiver. You look at the amount of capital he spent. I think he values the wide receiver position more than anything. That's my own personal opinion. Quarterback should be up there, but I think wide receiver is his number one. He spent more on it. JD, appreciate the super sticker on YouTube. You the freaking man. Thank you, brother. Thank you. I enjoy this conversation because it's so simple to sit back there and just say, take this guy. And I don't disagree with that. And, you know, anytime I talk drafts, somebody jumps out, best player available, best player. No teams do that. No teams draft best player. The Packers used to. When they took Jordan Love, when they had Rodgers signed for two more years, they took A.J. Dillon when they just had, you know, A.J. Joe or Aaron Jones. They took a tight, like, they did that a few times, and then they went away from it. No team does best player available. None do. I would not do it either. No team does best player available because, like, okay, let's say we're doing best player available. Now, where's my guy at? Michael Penix Jr. is my number 27th player overall. I the health issues and all that stuff, I get it. I don't have access to that. But we're picking 31. Let's say the top 26 guys are off the board. My best player available is Michael Penix. Should the Niners take him? God, no. Hell no. No. Absolutely not. Best player available is, I just do not. Later in the draft, day three, sure. You got a quarter, like you should take a quarter. I was talking to Coach Cruz. Shout out to Coach Cruz. I was talking to him earlier today on the phone. I was like, man, I think you should be taking a lottery ticket on a quarterback every year late. Every single year late. Now, you know, kind of like what we did with Brock Purdy to get Brock Purdy. Like, I love that. I absolutely love that. But best player available just doesn't work. It doesn't work. Now, all right, let's get into this is Ty, baby. We're going to go through my percentages on who I think is going to be the first round pick for the 49ers. Now, I'm going to be sharing my big board overall on each one of these rankings and a percentage with each one. And if you want to follow along or if you want to enjoy the draft even more, go check out our draft book. We put in a lot of work. The 49ers Rush 2024 NFL Draft Book is here. 205 prospects completely broken down with combine results, film tape review, background, GPA, major, stats, PFF scores, trait ranks, not one but two playstyle comps for every one, including how they fit on the 49ers and where they will be drafted. Now, if we have it in book format. If you want the raw data and you want to add in your own scouting notes, we have those things as well. So we got PDF, we've got Google Sheets, we've got Google Docs, we've got a war room style big board where you can see all of the players ranked vertically and horizontally based on round. You want to see who could play center. We've denoted that amongst the interior offensive linemen. You want to know which corners can play nickel. We have that as well, all the way down to undrafted free agent status. And if that's not enough, we ranked every single prospect 1 through 205. So you can figure out who the value is when the 49ers select. And we even put together this customizable chart. So if you want to look at, hey, who has the best 49ers fit on a scale of 1 to 10? You could sort it that way. You want to look at who the 49ers have met with. Easy to sort it there as well. Lots of customizable charts that you can create and adapt to however you want them. All you got to do is go to the 49ersrush.com or our Patreon channel. As soon as you sign up, you get access to all this and more. Hopefully you guys enjoy, and this will increase your 49ers draft experience for this year. All righty. So here's what's going to happen. So the top 25 players off of mock draftable or mock draft database are gone. Here's some of the names that are not available. So I took the 25 top: Cooper DeJean, Jackson Powers Johnson, Johnny Newton, Graham Barton, Amarius Mims, all five of the top tackles. And that's pretty much like what we get left with. So the usual names, right? So here's my percentage. I'm going to start at the bottom. Tyler Guyton, he is 1%. I'm sorry. I do not think that this is an actual possibility for the Niners at all. At all. They didn't meet with him. They haven't even talked to him. And you heard Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch talk about health history. He's got the worst of the worst. Like, and I did not enjoy his tape. His tape's athletic. His testing was terrible. So I'm sorry. Is he going to go in the first round? Possibly. I don't think that he is a possibility for the 49ers. Like, they have not drafted players like this. Kinlaw wasn't even this bad. He wasn't this bad. Like, 1%. Chris Broswell, I want to bump him up now because Matt Maiocco just put out. They just met with him. They just met with him. The defensive end out of Alabama. He's the 33rd player on my big board. Like, that is a fit. Defensive lineman. I want to move his percentage points up to about 3 now. Chris Broswell, he's a fit. He is a fit. He does everything the Niners like in defensive ends. He really, really does. Xavier Leggett, a wide receiver, South Carolina. I got a 1%. He's 53 overall for me. Debo clone, that's what everybody's calling him. And yeah, he's that. Route tree's non-existent. But he's a freak. He's a freak. But I just don't see it. Jalen Polk, wide receiver, Washington. I might be on an island on this one. Niners have met with him. Perfect fit. Like, he is the Ayuk light. Loves to run block. Does everything clean on and off the field. Runs the full route tree. Can play outside, can play inside. I'm telling you guys, Jalen Polk is going earlier than whatever you think he's going. He is a legit. I got 2%. So it's a long shot. But I'm telling you right now, Jalen Polk is a legitimate option at 31. I wouldn't like it, but he's going to be in the conversation. And you talk about the Chiefs, he's going to be in their conversation too. Jalen Polk, well, he's too clean off the field for the Chiefs. You got to have some major character issues to be drafted by Andy Reid. So he's probably not. You know, so you can go through and kind of figure out who the Chiefs like. If somebody like hits women or children, that's their guy. Off the field concerns, that's their guy. They only go after those guys lately. That's just who they like. And right here, Vader, yeah. Johnny Dale loves Broswell. He's an Alabama guy. He's an Alabama player. He's clean. He fits. Tape is good. Tape is good. Really, really good. Yeah, right here. Jermaine Burton to the Chiefs makes perfect sense. That's just what they like. That's just what they like. Jordan Morgan, not the biggest fan of him. He's 36 overall. He just has such a low ceiling. High floor, low ceiling tackle out of Arizona. I got 3% chance. I don't see it. The Niners met with him. So that's a possibility. My guy, who I would probably take, Zach Frazier, I got a 4%. He's number 25 on my big board. He's my first second round grade. I've got 24 players in this draft with first round grades. Zach Frazier is my first second round grade player. His tape's too clean. Too clean. Too clean. All right. Chop Robinson, the chop, baby. Speed only, no production. That dude got 3 sacks. He's got the traits, but if you like tape, you're not drafting him. He's a disruptor. A lot more pressures than sacks. A lot more pressures than quarterback hits. He just cannot finish to save his life. But the traits say back into the first round. He's number 28 player. I have a second round grade on him. Bobo's back with the negativity. I appreciate you, brother. Appreciate the super chat. He says, what do you say about those people that say Kyle is a choker? Look at his playoff record. Good Lord. There's no way in hell. He's like one of the best playoff records. Now you're talking about in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl only. Dude got the lead back 3 times in the fourth quarter and overtime. Every time the offense left the field, we had the lead. So I don't know, man. I think Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes way more than Kyle Shanahan is a choker. I don't buy that at all. Look at the playoff record, man. That's what is his? Let's see here. I gotta look this up. Kyle Shanahan playoff record. It's one of the freaking best playoff record. It's not like he doesn't win big games. He's 8-4. 8-4. No, like, come on, man. Like, I get that people are upset. You gotta blame somebody. Gotta blame it on something. Blame it on the rain, baby. Nah. Offense left the field 3 times with the lead in the fourth quarter and overtime. Nah, absolutely not. But I do appreciate you, Bobo, and I'm glad to see you back. We're going to get you back on a positivity side soon. You take your time. I'm not trying to push you out of there. You stay where you need to be, but we'll get there, man. We'll get there. Yeah, right. Kyle didn't miss the extra point. Kyle didn't give up those points in the fourth quarter. Like, that's not it at all. Like, the play call in the fourth quarter I thought was great. Probably should have went for it in overtime. Probably should have went for it. I understand the logic. Probably should have went for it. There we go. Blame it on the app. We got some Jamie Foxx alcohol on there. That's probably more appropriate for my life. Anyway, now back to it. Chop Robinson, I got it 4%. Mershon Nealand, West Michigan defensive end, I got it 4%. Had a visit. He's got some traits. He's getting a lot of buzz. He's 61 on my big board. I do not like it. I would not like him in the first round. But I look at it and I'm like, Niners. I can see Niners doing that. Ladd McConkey, wide receiver, Georgia, 6%. He's number 40 on my big board. I like him. I don't love him. But not a reach. Wouldn't be shocked if he goes in the first round. Wide receiver we know is a big deal. I got Xavier Worthy. The Texas freaking speedster, man. 7% for me. This is about where he should go. The 49ers met with him. That's huge. Shanahan played wide receiver at Texas. Him and Sark are buddies. You talk about, somebody was talking about like the returners. Right here, Tom, he's like, they need a Ray replacement. If Taylor doesn't work out, you need 2 returners. Xavier Worthy would be the best returner in the NFL, like week 1. He's that damn good. And you look at all of the wide receivers that Shanahan's gone after, Ayuk, Debo, Pettis, all returners. Even Ronnie Bell, returner. Like, he fits that mold. That's a very, very real possibility Xavier Worthy in the first round. And, you know, I asked everybody. I put a poll out there. Most people didn't like it, but I'm telling you. And another thing, too, that I could see, and we're going off on a tangent here. Sean McVay went to the Rams, he wanted the Shanahan offense, two tight ends, fullback, all that stuff. But he talked about it, and he talked about it play caller series, which is incredible if you haven't listened to that yet. Great offseason listening. That was last year where they go through Shanahan, McVay, McDaniel, Saleh, O'Connell, you know, all these guys that part of the Shanahan tree. And McVay talked about, man, I wanted to run this two tight end set, but that meant we had Cooper Kupp on the sideline. And so we had to change our entire offensive personnel groupings because we couldn't keep Cooper Kupp on the sideline. We had to get him in on more plays because he was better than our number two tight end. And, you know, we saw the 49ers try to go get Brock Wright. They're trying to get this number two tight end. They don't have it. This is a terrible tight end class. It's terrible. Now, maybe Shanahan makes a little bit of an adjustment and goes to a little bit more 11 and 21 personnel instead of 12 and 22 personnel, where you only got one tight end out there most of the time. Sometimes you can put out some more, but you got another wide receiver out on the field, much more so than two tight end sets. If you did that, you definitely need another wide receiver. Because right now, you got three wide receivers you can count on. That's it. There's only three wide receivers on this roster that are valuable. I'm sorry. Ronnie Bell ain't it. He's not it. Chris Conley, all right. Rotational guy, baby. Danny Gray. Really? Like, Trent Taylor? Come on, man. He's a returner only. You need, the 49ers need another wide receiver. And on top of that, if Juwan Jennings isn't going to sign a long-term deal, he's gone in a year. All right, now what are you doing? If you guys believe the 49ers have an out on Debo's contract after next year, that's a possibility. You're not going to get a long-term deal with Ayuk. That's a one-year deal. Like, the Niners need a wide receiver. Whether they keep all three guys this year or not, you need a wide receiver. Wide receiver is a very real possibility. What's up, Alex? How you doing, man? Appreciate the super chat. What do you say when people say mayonnaise is delicious? Because I think it sucks. I don't mind it. I mean, look at my physique. This is definitely a mayonnaise-approved body. But it's not my. I like a little bit, just a little bit. But I will say this. I worked at a restaurant. I was bartending for a while. We would make homemade mayonnaise. That made me not like it because you see, and you realize how much mayonnaise is in there. And I was like, yeah, I'm never eating this again. But I still eat it every now and then. But yeah, not my jam. Not my jam. Surf says he is out on Ladd and Worthy. Wow. He's out on both. Walner, our resident Cowboys fan. What's up, brother? He says Worthy is going to the Cowboys. It would make sense. They need him. There's so many teams. Like, you look at teams need wide receivers, like, period. And so you look at the draft order. Cowboys at 24, they need a wide receiver. Green Bay doesn't at 25. 26, Tampa Bay, they need a wide receiver. You know, how much longer are the old Bucks going to stay in house? Arizona needs a wide receiver at 27. Buffalo needs a wide receiver at 28 more than any team in the NFL. Detroit. Could use a wide receiver. Jameson Williams hasn't worked out, but, you know, they'll probably go elsewhere. Baltimore definitely needs a wide receiver at 30. 49ers need one at 31. Kansas City needs one at 32. Carolina, 33, needs one. 34, do you see what I'm saying? The teams in the NFL need wide receivers. From the Cowboys at 24 to, golly. I'm going all the way till 41, Green Bay. Every team in between there needs a wide receiver. They're going to go. They're going to fly off the board. Worthy, McConkey, they're flying off. I'm just saying. The idea of McConkey is nice, but that's where it ends for me. Yeah, he's nice. I'm not the biggest McConkey guy either. I have him, where's he at? I have him 40. I have Xavier Worthy 29. There's a healthy gap there. And they're two diametrically opposed type of wide receivers. Completely different. One of them's routes, footwork, hands. One of them's dynamic speed returner. play the same position, very, very different. Invader says, I like Pearsall over McConkey. I didn't like Pearsall near as much as I thought I would. The whole time I was just like, man, I wish he'd play like his size says he is. He just played so small. I get the amazing plays he made. He's 69th on my big board. Nice, Florida, wide receiver. He's good, and he's going to go earlier than I have him ranked. I understand that. But the whole time I was watching him, I was like, is this an X? Is he an X wide receiver, or is he a slot guy? Florida used him as a slot guy. Height, weight, speed, testing says outside guy. He just played small to me. Yeah, I don't know. Right here, second round for Worthy. I have a second round grade on him, Xavier Worthy, but he ain't making it far into the second round. That's all I'm saying. Right here, Surf says three wide receiver sets required upgrade on offensive line. I agree with you. I agree with you. You're arguing with Shanahan. You're not arguing with me. Justin, 49ers had Cowing, the tiny wide receiver from Arizona, fun player, in for a top 30. They could be targeting him in the third, fourth, right? Yeah, that's where I have him. I like Jacob Cowing. He's probably my favorite small guy in this draft. I've got him way ahead of McCaffrey, Thrash, all those guys. But he's like number 160 for me. So that's a fifth round pick. 49ers pick 176. Probably going to go fourth to fifth round. So if he drops a little bit, it makes sense. Do you take him in the fourth round with one of those three picks? I wouldn't be shocked. He's a fun player. He's a fun player. Let's see here. Right here, how many wide receivers that run under 4.3 have hit in the NFL? Not a lot. Some have. And you're looking at a bunch of them now with one of them just got extended in Philly, the wide receiver. He ran a 4.3. The Miami guy ran a 4.3. There's guys. So, like, I understand this narrative. Oh, if they're fast, they can't work. If you don't watch tape, I could understand that. I get that. Now, am I saying they should be, was it Troy Williamson or John Ross or any of these other guys? Like, no. That's not what I'm saying at all. Al Davis, he's not drafted. But I've got a second-round grade on Xavier Worthy. That dude belongs. And he's the new NFL, small, fast wide receivers work. It's working. It's working in the NFL currently. It exists. Tyreek, too. Like, yeah, there's lots of guys out there that do it. It's not the mold, but it's changing. It is changing. Now, let's get back to our percentages. I got Kool-Aid McKinstry. He's my last first-round grade. I have him 24 overall. The Niners had an official meet with him. Will he be there? That's a toss-up. I got him at 9%. He's my number 24 player overall. I would love that pick. Personally, I think that's kind of, if you believe in best player available, I think Kool-Aid could be that pick. If he's there, the corner, he's clean. He's clean. Now, Adonai Mitchell, this one is, the Niners have not met with him. He's the most Brandon Ayuk player in this draft. I think he goes top 25, but he didn't meet my criteria for the consensus mock draft database to remove him. I think he goes top 25. Now, rumors have come out, I don't know how clean these are, that he's type 1 diabetic and how that's going to play in. I don't know. Don't have access to that medical stuff. Not going to. I can only tell you A.D. Mitchell has the tape. He has the testing. And when big games happen, that dude shows up. You go watch that Alabama game and Kool-Aid McKinstry's guarding him. Dude got cooked. A.D. Mitchell put that dude. He took him to the cleaners. Adonai Mitchell's him. And you told me we're trading Brandon Ayuk, which we're not going to. I don't think it's going to happen. But if we did, Adonai Mitchell, that I got him at 10%. That's going to jump up to like 40%. He is the most plug-and-play Brandon Ayuk player in this draft, in my opinion. Blocking, space creating, hands, plays big, plays fast, runs the full route tree. Him. He's him. Let's see here. Now we're into our top four. Number four. Roger Rosengarten. every time I say his name, I think about Rookie of the Year. I got at 13%. He's my number 88 player. I'm pretty low on him. I'm very low on him. But I get it from a 49er standpoint. It makes perfect sense. He's a good player. And, you know, maybe I should move him up my rankings, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to. Spelt his name wrong. Always spell his name wrong. Rosengarten, 6'5", 308, 33.5-inch arms. A lot of teams out on him at tackle. Now, here's what's crazy. You like look at what he does in the run game. He's not good in the run game. He's not, but he's a great pass protector. 80.8, consistently good. Like, he can move. And so what you're getting is you're thinking, all right, this dude is an A-plus pass protector in a zone scheme only. Don't disagree with that. From a Brock Purdy standpoint, makes sense. Shanahan standpoint, run game, probably equivalent to Colton McKivitz. He's better pass protector than Colton McKivitz is. No doubt about that. He is a pass blocking machine. He's not going to help Christian McCaffrey. He's not going to help Kyle Shanahan. He's way too light to kick inside. That's not what he's going to do. Best versus speed guys. Bull power rushers seem to give him the most problem, but still not bad. Like, gave up 0 sacks, 2 hits this year. 1,900 career snaps at Washington. Academic honor roll, that's huge. Basketball stud, won 2 football titles in high school. Like, he's clean. Looks like a tight end on the field. Trained with Joe Staley. Coached by Ed McCaffrey. I get it. I get it. I get it. I got it at 13%. I wouldn't do it. Would not do it at all. If I'm sitting there at 31 and my choice is Roger Rosengarten or Xavier Worthy or Zach Frazier or Jalen Polk or Chris Broswell, I'm taking all those other guys over Rosengarten. I think it's a reach. I think it's a reach. But here he is, number 3 on my percentage chart, because it just makes so much 49er sense with the way they think. That's just my own thing. So I got 13%. My number 2 player, sticking with tackle, Kingsley Suamatia, 15%. The number 31 player on my big board. We're picking 31. Huge need, huge upside. I would love this player. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of his tape. He's good. I'm not saying he's bad. 6'4", 326, 34.25-inch arms. Checks box, checks box. His hands are a full inch bigger than Rosengarten. He's fast. Met with the Niners. 21 years old. Pass pro in athleticism. Very athletic. Now, again, not the best run blocker. He's not a good run blocker. But his tape translates better because of his athleticism, because of his size, to being a better run blocker at the next level. That's a little bit more of a projection. But the upside, you put Rosengarten and you put Siamata next to each other, it's not even comparable. It's not even comparable. Ah, man, he's awesome. Won 4 consecutive high school state championships at Utah. Ugh. Samoan, I like that. His cousin, Panay Sewell, Noah Sewell. Panay's his mentor. Transferred from Oregon. Right tackle, left tackle experience. Like, I don't think Rosengarten could ever play left tackle, ever. He would have the short... He's got shorter arms than Colton McKivitz does. Power scheme's out on him. He's zone scheme fit only. Suamatia could play right tackle now. And could move to left tackle when Trent hangs it up. The versatility, all that stuff. He's so young, man. Crazy good hip bend. You know, not knee bend, not waist bend, hip bend. He just sits right. He's got the back flexibility that you want. Always sitting in his chair. Doesn't look good in the run game. Misses defenders consistently. Pass blocking is his specialty. Lunges way too often in the run game. He's the opposite of Jordan Morgan. Jordan Morgan, patience, just waits. Suamatia gets a little too excited. Like, he needs help. But the body, oh, so good. Athleticism, 9. Anchor ability, 8. Like, that's another thing, too. You look at Rosengarten, he's lighting the britches. He gets pushed back. Now, he doesn't get, like, not Mike McGlinchey pushed back. That's one of one. But then you look at Suamatia, like, this dude anchors. You're not going around him. You're not going through him. Just not going to happen. Just the run game is a question. But I think that it matches. It's 31 player on my big board. 49ers picking 31. It's a huge position of need. He's got upside. Scheme fit. Like, it just, man, I like him. I like him a lot. I really, really do. And yeah, his run blocking needs help. He lunges too much. He gets out over his feet. So in space, he's just not patient. Like, he needs proper coaching. Like it's good enough to get there. Don't lunge. Just be a wall. And that's what he is. He's huge. So if you get there, then let Christian McCaffrey or Debo just go off you. Like, he just needs some coaching. But the upside is there. I'm with you, Surf. I'm with you, Surf. And yeah, Morgan, high floor, no ceiling. That's exactly correct. I prefer Kingsley to Morgan as well. Like, if I needed somebody to start week one, Morgan would be him. If I want somebody that's going to start for 4 to 6 years, it's Kingsley. It's not even close. Not even close. And he's my number two player as far as most highest percentage. I got a 15%. My number one player, you guys know who it is. 20%. David's the man. David knows. Darius Robinson, defensive end, Missouri. I'm sorry. I got a 20%. 1 out of 5. Now, and here's the thing. He's number 44 on my big board. I got him way lower than a lot of other guys on this board. In fact, how many guys do I have lower? Rosengarten's lower. Nealon's lower. Polk's lower. Legette's lower. Guyton's lower. He's my 6th lowest person. So I've got him right in the middle of all these players. He's right smack dab in the middle as far as my board ranking. But when you look at 49ers through their lens, right? Put on your Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch glasses. And holy freaking cow. 6'5", 285. 34.5 inch arms. This dude could play tackle. Huge hands, 4.9 speed. Whew. He's older, 23 years old. He could do everything. He could do everything. You just lost your everything guy. And Kyle Shanahan and Arik Armstead, this is him. Run stopping 8, linked 10. Oh, he's just the most 49ers player I've graded. He was voted the best player at the Senior Bowl. Shanahan loves the Senior Bowl more than anything. And yeah, right here. Wait, D-line in the first? No way. Yeah, it's going to happen. I'm sorry. I put my bets down today. I'm starting to put in my bets. I'm betting defensive line. I haven't found a prop where Darius Robinson to the 49ers with their first pick yet. But if you can find that prop, will you email me? I'm not saying it's what I want. I'm not saying what I think is best. I'm saying what I think is going to happen. That's just me. And I think they will try him at edge, and they'll fail him inside. Defensive tackle, worst case scenario. I'm sorry, it just makes too much sense. You want me to go back to Nick's chart? We've spent 790 average points, draft points. We spent on defensive line, 790 average. Offensive tackle, 240. That's 3 times greater. I think my math's right. Yes, I did it. 40, 80, 120. It's over that. Y'all saw my brain explode like live on YouTube. Me trying to do math in my head. What's 3 times 40? 120 plus 6? All right, yeah, 720. Whew. I spent some calories on that one. So those are my first round grades. Number one, Darius Robinson, 20%. Kingsley, 15%. Roger Rosengarten, 13%. A.D. Mitchell, 10%. Kool-Aid, 9%. Xavier Worthy, 7%. Ladd McConkey, 6%. Nealon, 4%. Chop, 4%. Zach Frazier, 4%. I want Zach Frazier to be higher, but I couldn't do it. Jordan Morgan, 3%. Jalen Polk, 2%. Legette, 1%. Chris Broswell, 1%. Tyler Guyton, 1%. Equals 100. Boom. That's what we got. And, you know, again, this is fun. We got 1 week, baby. We got 1 week, and I'm really excited about it. This was a fun show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We got our Zoom hangout tonight, 5:30. Come hang out, say what's up. Yeah, if you don't want to talk, turn your camera off, turn your mic off. We'll leave you alone. You just watch like this show, or I want to hear from you. This is my time to hear from you guys, and I'm excited about that. Thank you, guys. Great show. A lot of fun. You are the absolute best. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.